Despite the miserable winter weather, including snow on Table Mountain and gale-force winds, Cape Town residents have eagerly lined up for free medical care aboard a Chinese hospital ship docked in the city's harbour. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The ship's arrival comes amid a financial crisis in South Africa, where public services are underfunded, and many people find private healthcare unaffordable due to soaring costs. This initiative comes just months after the South African government passed a controversial new health scheme aimed at providing universal healthcare, which is already facing legal challenges. Since China's Peace Ark ship arrived last week, more than 2,000 South Africans have received medical treatment, ranging from maternity checkups and cataract surgeries to cupping therapy. The ship's visit is the latest display of China's soft power and highlights its strong political partnership with South Africa. Lucy Niani, a local resident, expressed her gratitude after seeing images of her unborn child for the first time, saying, "I had been going to day hospitals in Glethu and Langa townships, and they never sent me for a CT scan." Another patient, Joseph Williams, shared his relief at the quick service on the ship, contrasting it with the long wait times at local clinics. The Peace Ark, which can accommodate 700 patients daily, is part of a joint exercise between the South African and Chinese militaries. The ship is equipped with 300 beds, 20 intensive care units, operating theatres, clinical departments, and even a rescue helicopter. Initially, the ship treated pre-selected patients before opening its services to the general public on Monday. Sadiq Karem, head of the Western Cape Health Department, emphasized the importance of providing healthcare to those who lack access, including the homeless and elderly. Dr. Karem, who also received a medical checkup aboard the ship, noted that the process was much quicker than in public healthcare facilities. Despite performing 57 surgeries, the ship's impact on the province's extensive waiting list of 80,000 patients is limited. The surgeries have mainly included orthopedic procedures, cataract removals, and tubal ligations. Dr. Shuaib Manjra, chairperson of the Health Justice Initiative, pointed out that the popularity of the Peace Ark underscores the shortcomings of the public health system in South Africa. He highlighted long wait times, budget cuts, and backlogs as significant issues plaguing the system. The ruling ANC's National Health Insurance, NHI, scheme, which promises free services at both public and private facilities, has sparked controversy. Critics fear it could lead to an exodus of health professionals and disrupt the healthcare sector. Business Unity South Africa and the South African Medical Association have refused to endorse the NHI in its current form, citing concerns over corruption and incompetence. As the Peace Ark prepares to depart Cape Town for Angola, it leaves behind a significant impact on the city's residents. The ship's visit is part of China's broader strategy to increase its influence in Africa, where it has steadily expanded its trade and involvement in construction projects over the past two decades. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.